What in the hell's wrong with you, woman? In the other room, Roland laughed again, Oi barked, and that also sounded like laughter. Odd's Lane. Odd Lane. Think about it. What was there to think about? One was the name of the street, the other was the same thing, only without the... Whoa, back. Wait a minute, she said in a low voice. Little more than a whisper, really. And who did she think would hear her? Joe was talking, pretty much non-stop, it sounded like, and Roland was laughing. So who did she think might be listening? The cellar dweller, if there really was one. Whoa, on a minute, just wait. She closed her eyes, and once more saw the two street signs on their pole, signs that were actually a little below the pilgrims because the newcomers had been standing on a snowbank 9 feet high. Tower Road, one of the signs had read, that one pointing to the plowed road that disappeared over the horizon. The other, the one indicating the short lane with the cottages on it, had said Odd's Lane, only it didn't. She murmured, clenching the hand that wasn't holding the note into a fist. It didn't. She could see it clearly enough in her mind's eye. Odd's Lane, with the apostrophe and the S added. And why would somebody do that? Was the sign changer maybe a compulsive neatnik who couldn't stand... What? Couldn't stand what? Beyond the closed bathroom door, Roland roared louder than ever. Something fell over and broke. He's not used to laughing like that, Susanna thought. You best look out, Roland, or you'll do yourself damage. Laugh yourself into a hernia or something. Think about it, her unknown correspondent had advised, and she was trying.